This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Look at this. Time's flying. We're into hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the Texas Rangers. Sans is going to join us in 1 hour. We'll see what he has to say about, is it going to be Kamar Rocker and Jack Leiter stepping in there for the two injured starters? A lot of Rangers stuff to talk about in 1 hour. But right now, in addition to football's finest, here's the Chief.
Okay, the Eagles have signed pass rusher Azeez Ojulari. And it's a one-year, $4 million deal. Six sacks last year with the Giants, staying in the division now. And we know that the Eagles have an affinity for the Georgia Bulldog players, especially defensively. Their front seven in particular, but Azeez Ojulari now. You have Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, Keely Ringo, and Louis Cine. Either way, they're loaded up on the Bulldogs. And this dude can get after the passer pretty well. Six sacks last year. I think he's had some injury history. It's where he hasn't really panned out. But just another body in the pass rush rotation for the Eagles. Now, John Machota has revealed the jersey numbers for our newest Cowboys. Move over, Jordan Lewis. There's a new number two in town. His name's Wanye Thomas. I think that's a better look for him than 30.
I don't know. 30 is a good safety number.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he wore it okay, but he's taken over the number two, and I wonder when Ashton Jeanty becomes a Cowboy on draft night, Broadus, what happens with that number two?
I give this kid full credit. You know what he's about to do?
He's going to sell this thing.
Absolutely.
Hedges bet there. Genius.
Absolutely.
He's got a backup number in mind.
This is a brilliant play on his part.
My retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Wanye Thomas wearing number two for now.
For now.
Dante Fowler, edge rusher. He's going to be wearing the number three. So we have a single-digit edge rusher for the Cowboys and Dante Fowler.
That's interesting.
But he wore, I think he wore like six at, I'm trying to remember.
At Florida?
No, at with the Commanders.
With the Commanders. Was he number six? Yeah, I think
six
he's.
Or nine, six?
I think he was number six. Yeah.
Six.
I think he was six.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's sticking with the single digits, but he's going with number three now. Kair Elam, the corner, going to be number 20. Miles Sanders, the running back, number 27. Javonte Williams, the other running back, will be going with number 33. Jack Sanborn, what do you think about this for a linebacker number? Jack Sanborn going with number 57.
That's what he wore.
That's all right. Yeah, to me, wore, there's a sweet spot there, 50, 54, 55, 56.
Yeah.
Anything else is, you know.
It's a good linebacker.
Second
number.
Tier.
57's good.
Double nickels is kind of
kind of
where it's at. 54 I always thought was pretty cool, too. But he's going with the 57.
Yeah, but 54 is like at one of those special numbers here. Randy Randy White.
Oh, yeah. You can't be touching that.
Yeah. Well, Bob Lilly.
I was about to say, what about Bobby Carpenter?
Bobby Carpenter, yeah. That's
he just completely
Bob Lilly, the
defecated on that number.
74.
Kenneth Murray, the other linebacker, going to be number 59. And then you got Robert Jones, the guard, 65. Paris Campbell, number 80. He won't even make it past the first round of cuts. Solomon Thomas.
If you have a number in the 80s as a wide receiver, you're not active on game days, to say the least.
Yeah. How many of the best receivers in the league this year?
Oh, this year?
Currently.
In the career.
No.
Jerry Rice
all
were
time,
80.
Yeah. Yes, but yeah. Now the evolution of the wide receiver numbers, the best guys go single digits or like a team number, right? That seems like what all the top-tier pass catchers are doing.
I think it just took a while. That's why CD, it took so long to convince CD Lamb. Yeah,
CD to go 88 because he wanted to be number two.
Yeah,
he would have looked damn good in number two as well. But yeah, I think you're right, Dawson. I think the stud wide receivers these days are going between like 1 and 19.
Yeah, it's a different era.
Make sure you got that guy in Minnesota in when you went 19, right?
Well, he's 18.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You made sure of that.
Yeah, I had to make sure that Justin Jefferson was in the mix here. Speaking of wide receivers and numbers, you have new teammates in Seattle. It's going to be the local legend Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but now they bring back the veteran Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
And so you have number 11 in JSN, and you have number 10 in Cooper Kupp.
Hmm.
What do those two jersey numbers reflect the new nickname of that particular wide receiver duo? And I think this would be Dawson's time to shine.
11, 10, 10, 11.
11, 10, 10, 11, 12. The 12th man, the 10th man. I don't know. I'm in bad shape over here, Chief.
I was lost, too, whenever it was brought to my attention. Blackjack.
Oh, Blackjack.
That's the...
Okay.
What people are calling elite nickname for this new duo.
We are doing some...
number 11, number 10. Yeah, dude.
Sounds a little harsh.
Might work well in Vegas, harsh. Especially.
Yeah, if it was Vegas, it would be even better.
Yeah,
if
it was the Raiders, yeah.
That's the only way you can get the Blackjack nickname. I mean, the 11 and the 10 speaks for itself. That's doing the heavy Blackjack lifting there. I think it would be a cherry on top if they were in Vegas. But I actually think this is
a pretty cool... No-brainer in Vegas.
No-brainer in Vegas. Now, we got the... We had talked about earlier Tet McMillan, the stud wide receiver from Arizona.
Good
big body
time.
Dude. He had a good 40 time, but now you have the conflicting 40 reports brought.
Oh, here we go.
One of the favorite pro day tradition.
Here we go.
Because the early returns on the Tet McMillan.
I got him at 4.55. I know this guy next to me got him at 4.48.
See, I wonder how much of this is teams that are hoping he slips. You know, like if you're Dallas and you're doing the stopwatch on that, you want to show teams like, hey, this guy's slow. Because you want him to fall to 12.
Who's reporting this?
So you had Jordan Schultz, okay. NFL insider, the enemy of Ian Rappaport. He's actually, I think, going to join us this Thursday. Jordan Schultz is.
Hmm.
So maybe we can rehash some of that rap sheet stuff. But he was the one that said it was a 4.48, which is a great time for Tet McMillan. People were saying, like, man, if he could just run like a 4.52, something like that, that would pretty much be... That would pass the test for, okay, this dude, we don't really have any questions about it. 4.48 knocks that out the park, and now it's like, okay, this guy's sure fire. But then you get out.
Okay, who had him at 4.55?
Your buddy Albert Breer with the reporting, not with the finger on the stopwatch. Breer reports that McMillan had, obviously his workout today, he ran just one 40-yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hand-timed at, he had a 4.54 from one team.
Yeah, there you go.
He had a 4.55 from another. And a 4.57 from another. So we have quite the gap between 40 times here.
I just think the idea of hand timing is preposterous and ridiculous.
It is pretty stupid. Why don't we have laser beams at our multi-million-dollar football facilities? All this NIL money, get you a laser in there.
How about we just set up a digital camera and on the video measure the time from when he starts till the time he finishes? It doesn't, I mean, there's just so many, I don't know why. I think these scouts are just so stubborn. You could show like something again and again on video and sit there with a stopwatch and not get the same time.
Hmm.
You know, so I don't know how this is still a thing, to be honest with you, Brian.
4.55, 4.55, 4.55, gosh. Hmm.
What? Address the take about the spread in the times.
I really don't want to.
Address the damn Delta.
I don't want to. I see what you're trying to do to me. I'm not going to go there.
Okay. All right.
Brought us.
Have it your way.
I will.
Yeah, like Burger King. And Burger King sucks, and so do you right now.
thought you wanted to get things right. I thought scouting was all about getting things right.
It's perfect. Scouting is
no,
perfect.
No, it's just about perfect. Getting your guy. It's just about identifying a player and saying, I will fudge his numbers. I'll make him as strong as Hercules
I'll get the number for you. I'll get the right number for you.
Well, they will post an official pro day 40 time, won't they?
They won't. No.
They won't?
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to get more like concrete.
No.
Maybe they get the mean.
We're going to have to dig for this.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think from
it's a dig with a G, right?
It did. Right. It did feel like a softer, more CK sound than
dig.
Than a full G.
Dig.
One more time?
Dig.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it right. Now, what do you think? How do you think the Cowboys view these receivers, by the way, at 12? Brought us? Because we've kind of got it narrowed down now at this point.
I think they like Golden more than McMillan, myself.
Surprised you wanted to answer that question.
And it's a question I can answer.
What did you just say?
McMillan. I think that
they like Golden more than McMillan?
I think Golden and Abuka. Yeah, probably so.
Over McMillan?
Yeah, I'd think so.
Is McMillan your number one wideout?
He is.
Does that include Travis Hunter, by the way?
We have him as a corner.
Okay, you have Hunter as a corner.
I do.
So specific to the wide receivers, you have McMillan as your number one guy.
Yeah,
he would be a no-brainer draft pick for you at 12 for
McMillan,
the Cowboys.
McMillan, Burden, Abuka, Golden.
That's your order?
Yep. And I don't have Golden in the first. So he would be probably my 17th best player on my board.
Why do you think they like Abuka and Golden over McMillan? Especially as a compliment to C.D. Lamb, because McMillan feels like the more... like stereotypical compliment
the guy that would be the compliment would be Abuka would be the compliment because you can use McMillan like you use CeeDee Lamb. Abuka is more of an outside player.
Oh, McMillan will get you going in the slot that size in the slot. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. But just having a bigger body guy, I don't know, feels like something that you would want opposite Lamb. Yeah. But I mean, I like Abuka. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Abuka is a stud.
Golden's a hell of a player, too. Oh, they're all four really good players. I mean, like I said, there might be questions about McMillan's speed. That's what I think they're probably looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what their guys had him timed at today.
Yep.
Now, I wanted to mention this, the Hall of Fame bag getting of one Kirk Cousins. This is crazy because on March 15th, the Falcons made it known that they were going to officially keep Kirk Cousins on their roster because once they got to that particular deadline, it triggered a $10 million roster bonus that's guaranteed for them. So they've basically punted on the idea of just cutting ties, cutting their sunk cost that is Kirk Cousins. They're actually going to pay him even $10 million more just to have him on the roster, which feels a little foolish.
Yeah, it's weird,
especially when you have Penix. Like, why do you want to have any sort of like controversy if Penix is struggling in some games and all of a sudden, oh, but we still have Kirk Cousins, you know, that whole narrative. But when you look at how much money he's made, goodness gracious, with one playoff win to his name in 13 years, Kirk Cousins had a standard rookie deal, but then he made $20 million fully guaranteed, then $24 million fully guaranteed, then $84 million fully guaranteed, 2 years later, $66 million fully guaranteed, 2 years later, $35 million fully guaranteed, and then he signed the $150 million deal, $100 million fully guaranteed last offseason. This dude has made, I mean, once you get through 2027, when he's fully paid out by the Falcons, it'll be over $400 million, and it'll be $329 million fully guaranteed for his career.
Jeez.
One playoff win in 13 years.
Whew. How many does Dak have?
Dak has
two. Beat Detroit.
Detroit
beat
and Tampa.
Yeah. He beat Seattle.
Did we say that?
You said Detroit.
I didn't mean.
You meant Seattle?
Seattle, yeah.
He's only got two playoff wins?
Yeah.
All right. Dawson's scrambling right now to confirm that.
2-5 in the playoffs?
2-5 in the playoffs.
I said, it's Seattle. He beat.
Yeah, it was Seattle,
Russell,
not Detroit.
Yeah, he beat Russell Wilson.
That was Romo when they beat Detroit.
He beat Russell and Tom Brady.
I think the thing with Kirk Cousins is that he's good enough to win a Super Bowl if he was on an amazing team. I feel the same way about him as I do Dak in that regard. I think he's done a nice job, or he and his agent have done a nice job, maybe not resetting the market recently with his contract. So if you're a team that can't have an elite quarterback, you don't have a great draft pick, there's not a Hall of Famer that wants to sign with you, I think I would do it again. You know, if I didn't have a quarterback and Kirk Cousins is available for like 3 years and $120 million with 100 of it guaranteed, I'm doing that.
Just spending millions on mediocrity.
Yeah,
I know. It's your money, dude.
I know.
It's your money.
I know.
Now, a little college for you. I saw that Deion Sanders, he's trying to face, we're at this point now where spring games are falling by the wayside. Coaches and programs don't want to do them anymore for a multitude of reasons.
He's got a new idea though, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah. He's trying to face another team for Colorado's spring game, and it would air on ESPN2. I mean, this would be a fun little college football teaser in the month of April. He says, I would like to practice against someone for a few days. So you do, it's like it's like in training camp where you do the joint practices.
It's like we did against the Rams.
So he's like, do the joint practices for a few days, then you have the spring game. And he says, I think the public will be satisfied with that tremendously. And he's 100% right. I mean, the joint practices, whatever, we wouldn't be privy to those. But then you actually get to see Colorado play a random whatever other football team, college team, for their spring game. We'd all be watching that. And he's going completely against the grain. This is Deion, like, just appreciating having the eyeballs, the headlines, and he knows it's good for his program, while other coaches are bowing out of spring games altogether. You actually had Fran Brown, head coach of Syracuse, the guy who famously doesn't shower when they lose. Mm-hmm. He tweeted Deion Sanders and said, we'll come to Boulder for 3 days. Let's go.
I think for coaches, it's amazing to get that. That's better work. That's higher quality work. You're going to improve. From a player perspective, do I want the added injury risk of being in these sort of high collision deals? I probably do. You know, I'm trying to think of the downside to it. Like, why wouldn't you do it again? Would the coaches want all their players on TV, you know, where everybody else can recruit them? I guess if the playing field's even, it's going to be great entertainment for the fans.
Where you could do it is you could have quick whistle, keep the quarterbacks in red, don't hit the quarterbacks kind of a situation.
I'm sure that's what it would
and
be.
And it might be more drills, like the one-on-one drills and that kind of stuff, 9-on-7, more than game situation things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. I mean, they can. I mean, that's the thing.
They can kind of control the practices and stuff.
Right.
I think Deion would like to do this because he wants to recruit your team.
He wants to, hey, Syracuse, come to town so I can scout your guys and then get them in the portal.
Somebody like Texas or Alabama or Georgia or something like that showed up.
Yep.
Deion, go recruit your players.
Oldest trick in the book. Oh, let's have a joint practice. Yeah, let's get together and scrimmage. You're coming up this weekend after the game. They're talking to all your parents in the parking lot.
Yeah. Well, that happened to us.
No, we're just being friendly.
At Green Hill. We had coaches standing on the field talking to our kids after games. Green Hill. And it's crazy. But had a scout tell me 4-5-5.
Well, that's what they hand-timed.
Yeah.
For old Teddy. 4-5-5. I mean, that's still good enough, I would say.
I'm going
to
ask
you
some
want
more.
It. You want it to be faster than that, but
I'm gonna ask some
none
more.
Of these are so egregious where you're talking about a 4-6 or 4-7-40. You know, you're still talking about being in the window of I'm not docking you because of your speed when you're a 4-5-5 at 6'4", 220.
Yeah.
I think the best thing we could do if you got like 10 of these archaic crusties. You know, if you had 10 of their times, you could average them all and probably have a decent estimation.
Dawson, to your point, they do it at the combine. And I was going through the combine list of the times and stuff. The electronic times are far better than the hand times.
Are they?
Yeah.
What do you mean by better? Faster?
Faster.
Oh, so you usually are getting a faster time on the laser as opposed to the hand time.
Electronic times, but for years, like you said.
Okay.
They've used hand times. As a matter of fact, Henry Shroka, one of the Cowboys pro scouts, is on the 10-yard dash. Or he's on the 10, at the 10, the 20, and the 40. And he's timed for years down there. But you can go through the combine times, and the electronic times are generally faster than what the hand times are.
So by a historical context, all the modern players would be a percentage faster.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see how that would be important for consistency matters. Okay. We're going to hit the Expressway Go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. But did you see what the Mavs news on Anthony Davis was today? We'll reset you on that and everything else breaking coming up next year to the G-Bag.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nation on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes. Little bit of a breaking news, or at least the most recent news. Paul George of the 76ers sitting out the rest of the season, been battling a number of injuries, been trying to podcast, hasn't been good at any of them. And at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if Nico Harrison tries to trade for him, but Paul George is out for the year.
What a run for him, dude. Yeah. He hung up the podcast responsibilities to go really try and compete for a championship, and that was like 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah.
And now he can he'll have all the time in the world to talk into a microphone. Good for him.
That is true. Yeah. Just a unbelievable story of how anything that could go wrong did for Philadelphia. At one point, it felt like they had the world, or at least the NBA world, by the cojones. You know, they had tanked their balls off and accumulated all this talent and really ended up with nothing to show for it. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway's brought to you by the on-time experts.
David Morey, any good as a GM?
I like the way you say that. I like the way you did that. Put a little sauce on it. Say it again.
David Morey?
Yeah, how about that, Dawson?
Is that how he says it?
I honestly, Daryl. From here on out,
yeah. Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
He did an incredible job in Houston, and then I think did an incredible job in Philadelphia, just hit bad luck, and then tried to probably over-traded his way out of it.
The Paul George move was a disaster. Even absolutely. On the front end, it's like, what are you doing here? But the Joel Embiid stuff, it's tough because you have this incredible talent who's MVP caliber, one of the best in the sport, but he just can't stay healthy. That one I think is less on them than like going to get Paul George at this stage. You're misfiring in a big way.
Yeah. I think, you know, I guess you get desperate there. You're like, this thing's not working out. Let's try to do what we can.
Trying to appease the superstar and Joel Embiid, and now you're in a world of trouble.
It's tough right there. But, you know, with a guy like Paul George, a couple of catastrophic injuries, it slowed him down earlier than probably should have. You know, you're looking at Paul George, who was once MVP candidate, 30 points per game, scoring 17 a game now. That's how far he's fallen off at only like 33 years old. It's amazing. Mavs assigned Anthony Davis to the Texas Legends, allowing him to play some 5-on-5 as he ramps up from his return from a strained left adductor. That was the breaking news earlier today. Further clarifications of the report said they just assigned him there for one day to go do one practice.
Yeah, I couldn't get what he actually did at the practice.
Okay.
But I had an idea. You typically go against these guys, like you mentioned, and it is a scrimmage type situation. So I don't know exactly what he did, but if you're going to send a guy over there, it is to get that 5-on-5 work. And it's a little bit more intensive than what you get when you have a normal practice in an NBA setting.
Okay. So, I mean, if you've went and played 5-on-5, you can, of course, go through it at 75 or 80%. But, I mean, if you're even able to do that, that suggests you're fairly close. Sounds like maybe a week or two for Anthony Davis, you know, depending on...
Well, the fact they sent him, I think, is a positive sign that, yeah. that they want him to get more extensive work.
I mean, you're going through workouts, you're doing half court stuff. Yeah. If they're sending you for 5-on-5, I think it sounds like you're pretty close. Sources says there has been discussion about shutting down Davis for the season, but the superstar has been steadfast in his determination to return. We'd heard that he and his team were going to talk about it. I would think the Kyrie Irving injury would be the final straw for me. Like, oh, this is easy now. We're going to sit out and rest up and get ready. But I think Anthony Davis showed you in his one game back how excited he was to show the fans, hey, I'm here and I can be amazing for you.
Do you think that he's doing this to maybe take some pressure? And I know this is just probably a reach. Take some pressure off Nico.
I don't think that's a reach at all. Do you, Eric?
No, I mean, they're good buddies. So.
Well, I mean, like if he shows up and even without a guard, you know, that they're competitive in games. I mean, they're competitive right now, but they could finish some games. He's going to, you know, he something to look forward to. I know you guys are worried about him getting injured going forward.
Right.
But I think he's doing this. I think he wants to play just to take some pressure off Nico.
I do too.
That's why I think this is all. This isn't about trying to, you know, this isn't trying to maybe get in the play-in and all that. He's trying to come in there and say, listen, bro, I got your back here. And you traded for me. I know you're taking a lot of crap right now. I can hear the boos just like everybody else. I can listen to the news and see everybody, what they're saying. I think he's doing this to try and alleviate a little pressure.
Yeah, I could see that. And I would say to add to that, for Anthony Davis' sake, I would say the best thing you can do for him right now is to be healthy next year and try to win the championship. Sure. We are in such a snake bit run of injuries, and I don't know if, you know, these things are connected in any way. All I know is don't bet against a streak, and right now we have a horrible streak going on, Anthony. So I do need you to not play. But I think that goes to my overarching biggest point about where we are and where we're headed right now. There's no way Nico would sit Anthony Davis if he wants to play.
No.
Nico wants to prove that he was right.
Yep.
And he might drive that guy to playing 42, 45 minutes a night, have another major injury as they're off on some pipe dream trying to be a six seed or something and win a playoff series. It's just pointless. And I think the lack of ability to see that, like, we don't even have to bring up tanking. It's just the injury risk for Anthony Davis and how pointless this is. But the inability for Nico to see that right now would be why an experienced owner would fire him. Like, what are you kidding me? We're not trying to maximize our chances for Cooper Flagg and make sure Anthony Davis is healthy next year. We're worried about making a playoff. Why? Why? What is the win there for us? But it's only to satisfy Nico's ego. And it's for that reason that I'll keep my fingers crossed that Patrick Dumont has some sort of an epiphany. Apparently the audio that we had last Friday, that was a couple of weeks old. It just began circulating. So I guess there's an outside chance that since that luncheon or whatever occurred, he's had a change of mind. Okay, did have Jaden Hardy was involved in those scrimmages as well, and he could be back on Wednesday when they return against the Pacers. Okay, do you want to honor PJ Washington's request that you stop booing at the AAC? What do you think about that at 877-881-1053? The Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open. How do you handle that one if you're a fan right now, Brian?
Brad, you don't get involved. I mean, if you're the player, you just don't get involved in that. He's sticking up for Nico, which is an honorable thing to do. As a player, don't just let it happen. And hopefully that it'll go away. You know, you just don't. I've kind of learned if you say something and, you know, there's some backlash. I've learned instead of keep fighting with somebody, just let it go and hopefully it'll go away. I think the players need to do the same thing. Just keep playing. The problem is they're going to keep losing games and people are seeing what's going on in LA and they're going to continue on and on and on. Best as the players, just step back. You know, if you want to go up and say something to Nico, like, listen, hey man, I'm sorry. You know, we got your back. We're going to try and play our way out of this stuff. That'd be great. But When you're asking the fans not to do that, they're gonna deaf ear you. They're not gonna.
They're not gonna.
They don't care. They don't care what you think right now. I mean, they like the player. They're for the player, but you can't fans. Just allow fans to be fans.
PJ can understand the fan base standing on business, and that's exactly what the fan base is going to continue to do. Yeah. And I don't even know how much of this is just him sticking up for Nico. It's probably extremely annoying to be an NBA player, and every time you're in your home arena, you don't feel like it at all.
Yeah.
Even though you can understand, perhaps, I'm sure if you're PJ Washington, any of those players, you're like, man, this season went from championship aspirations to the biggest disaster in all of the world. And they're living it every single day. They're hearing it in a million directions. And then they go to their own home and it's still there. And that's really where it's the loudest.
Yeah.
And so I understand from a player's standpoint, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's him, hey, I got Nico's back, is just as much as, hey, dude, I would love to come play a home game and not be hearing this the whole time when I'm at the free throw line.
It sucks, but I think for Nico, it's what he's done, you know? And I would, if I'm the fan and I have an opportunity to talk to PJ Washington, I would say, go take that complaint upstairs. Go to DeMont. Because that is what that GM did to you, right? The fans are just reacting. This is our only way to communicate. This is all we got, you know, and there's one time a game. Well, it happens about 40 times a game, but there's one moment in every game where you actually have a chance to be heard when the TVs are still rolling. That's at the free throw line, Brian.
There's a side of me that wondered if Davis would have been playing this whole time, how things would have been different. Would there have been the booing all that stuff like that?
Very exciting.
I think fans are really, really frustrated. They're seeing what's going on in L.A. They're seeing what's going on here. You know, 2 months ago, their team was riding the wave. And now their team's, just a shell of itself. I just wonder if Davis was playing.
No, you're right.
And there's two things. I wonder if Luka was playing that whole time, would he have been traded? And would Davis playing the whole time, how would the fan reaction be?
I don't think Luka would have been traded because I think his injury was part of the reasoning. They're like, he's hurt again. Okay, yeah. It's time to move on before he's hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If Davis had played, I was thinking when I was watching that game against Houston that we would at this point be in a conversation where the few last stragglers were still in the Fire Nico crowd.
Yeah.
And we would have been like, wow, look at those people. They can't get over Luka enough to enjoy the Mavs, who are the best team in the West right now.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, that Davis,
I thought that's where we could be.
If he were to play at his level, that the team would be at a point where, like, you know, hey, listen, yeah, we all hate that Luka's gone, but look what Davis is doing on a nightly basis. He's staying healthy. You know, he's helping the team win, but you know, when you don't see that, you can continue to boo.
Still would have been a horrible trade, but the winning would be so contagious. Okay, one of the takeaways from over the weekend in sport was the Nico curse or the Luka curse had struck the Rangers as John Gray took a comebacker off the wrist. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Another takeaway is it's time for the Vanderbilt boys to do their thing. As we'll talk with Sands here coming up in about 25 minutes, live from Surprise. Leiter and Rocker, the two most likely pitchers to be inserted into the rotation. And while that's not ideal, don't get me wrong, I'd rather have Bradford and Gray healthy, but this is kind of fun.
It is fun. It would be more fun if Kamar Rocker had kind of picked up where he left off, but he's clearly struggling. And we'll have to talk with Jared about that. I think there's a mechanical situation they're trying to deal with here.
Okay.
And being a bigger body can probably make it more difficult to just keep everything in line and intact to have the perfect pitch from a consistency standpoint. But, I mean, the dude hit Tatis in the dome over the weekend.
Yeah.
He is not at the – this is not the point where you're like, oh, I'm excited to launch him in there. Yeah. Leiter, on the other hand, it's funny how the conversation is switched. Coming into spring training, you're like, yeah, I'd probably trust Rocker in the starting rotation right now as opposed to Jack Leiter, but their spring trainings have looked quite a bit different. So I think the thing with Leiter is, man, if you're going to run him out there, give him a chance. Let it breathe a little bit. I don't expect him to go in there and just be lights out for 5 or 6 innings, but there was so much up and down with him last year. Give the dude the first month or 6 weeks of the season to try and find his footing in a starter's role. And then let the chips fall where they may. You always have the bullpen or closer stuff that gets talked about, but I would look at that as a last resort. Give this kid a chance for a little while.
Why did I feel like though with the healthy pitchers that he would be the bullpen guy?
Leiter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, should you keep with that plan though? Should she try?
Because well, that's been the whole plan. Like they haven't implemented like let's play him as a bullpen guy. He's been playing as a starter this whole time. So I don't think it'd be reversing course at all. But you would be if you try to get him in the bullpen now. I think that is something that's your kind of your last ditch effort to get something out of him.
I mean, right now you need two. It could be Leiter and Rocker. It could be Leiter and Dunning. But I don't know if it's going to be Rocker and Dunning. I mean, Rocker was so bad over the weekend that you really have to think about maybe he needs extended time in the minors.
See, that's what I'm saying. To me, I was thinking that maybe that Leiter had a chance to be potentially closer guy.
He has that sort of,
and maybe that's the kind of he's gone in with that mentality that, hey, listen, you're not going to be one of the starters, but we're trying to find bullpen pieces. You know?
Well, I don't know that that's happened, but Kennedy Landry had a story today. Jack Leiter's made the biggest overall impression positively at the camp for all Rangers this spring. See? So, you know, I think they want to explore him as a starter, especially being a top pick like that, and see if it works out. But they don't have many options. I mean, right now you got to be looking at the free agents.
But if all things were healthy, he wouldn't be in the rotation, right?
No. No, and I don't think they would want to punt on that plan either. They would probably, you know, maybe play him in AAA for a little while before getting the call up. I think they want to squeeze all the juice out of him of him possibly being a starting pitcher. And until they get to that point where they're like, you know what, this is just not working out, then they will maybe migrate him into the bullpen.
Okay, you do have Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson available in free agency, by the way. Maybe too expensive. They both had pretty solid years last year. Alejandro Osuna, one of our favorites, amazing again yesterday. His on-base percentage at spring training, .529. That's seventh best in Major League Baseball for Osuna. I think they got to get the outfield sorted out. I don't think you need Evan Carter or Leody Taveras, if I'm being honest. Like, I'll have Carter until the back starts barking again to hit against righties. But I think Osuna's the future, and I want to make room for him in the outfield one way or another. Adolis Garcia has been outstanding this week, back in the lineup for four games, has five ribbies, and the exit velocity on his 10 balls put in play, 98.5 on average.
Yeah, that's a good sign with him with dealing with the oblique injury and stuff, that, you know, swinging the bat pretty well.
You have former Ranger Joey Gallo, released by the White Sox. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a pitcher again. This is cool. He was a great pitcher in high school, hit 94 on the gun. We talked to him several times about giving it a try, but he was having fun hitting bombs and, you know, imagining that he could be a good enough hitter to have a lengthy career doing that. But nobody's going to let him try that anymore, Brian. Nobody wants to see the Joey Gallo show. Nope. So he's going to try pitching.
He bats like a pitcher sometimes.
He does, dude. It's brutal. But I wouldn't be surprised. Like, the story on him had some video of him throwing in high school.
Yeah.
It looked legit. Apparently on prom night, he threw a no-hitter and then took Greg Maddux's daughter on the date.
What about, like, the situation? He's always had great arm talent, arm strength, and all that. I mean, is that...
But there's so much more.
That's what I'm saying.
To being a real pitcher. You can't just come out here and throw 96 and, oh, you're our guy.
No, but I mean, how long would that take, I wonder? I mean, that's a question maybe for Jerry. How long once you determine, is that a like the rest of the like 6-5 months kind of a thing to learn how to be a pitcher? Or?
I would think even more than that.
Yeah, I think 2 years. That's what it took Brandon Aubrey to figure out how to kick footballs as compared to soccer balls. 2 years. So I don't know. We'll ask Sands about
that. What about Rick Ankiel? Like, he was a pitcher to start out and then became an outfielder.
I think that was 2 or 3 years.
That was opposite. Yeah.
You had to figure out how to hit and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius. Okay. How's LA Live?
Hey, hey, I want to send a shout-out to the Grapevine High School Marching Band.
All right.
They were in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, Ireland, bro.
Sick.
That is really cool. What a great experience for those kids and whatnot.
Yeah, that's a great trip.
Representing the DFW out there in Ireland, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Don't you know?
I've been watching these parades, too, these St. Patty's Day parades here on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been noticing that.
Yeah, man. I've put something together, bro. I'm pretty sure everybody already knows this, but it just really hit me strong. The best parades are in drinking cities.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
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 The Boston one.
Can imagine.
It's a drinking town, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fighting town, too. I saw a bunch of fights.
Yeah. This one's Chicago.
Chicago with the green water.
That's a darn drinking town. The bootleggers and whatnot. Yeah. Got rich in Chicago, man. NYC, I was watching that today. Savannah, Georgia is also one. Has a big... big old St. Patty's Day parade in Savannah, Georgia. Would we consider our parade here in Dallas one of the big ones?
I would say it's pretty.
We're a drinking town, right?
I just don't know if nationally we get any respect for ours.
Mm. It seems kind of neighborhood parade-ish.
Okay.
I think we need to increase our float size.
Okay.
And maybe take it to a main thoroughfare.
Okay, you might be right, because look at that crowd over there in Chicago.
It's amazing. Didn't we struggle?
It's more of a bar crawl. Yeah.
Didn't we struggle a little bit like Cuban was having to put in money to make it work?
Yeah, he had to bring it back to life. What a good Dallas dude, bro.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's the type of stuff I would do as a Billy. Be like, what? Yeah. Keep the party going. Let's go, boy. All right, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Funk out. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
It's Monday.
You ain't never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack. You ain't never heard that. Why? Because they do it no matter what.
Yeah.
They get it done. Go out there today with that crackhead energy. Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man. I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy. Don't do crack, but be a crackhead. But not a crackhead. Just have a fucking good day.
Hey, man, that's the energy you need to be on this week. Let's get it in. Have that crackhead energy. Yeah, my man is really dealing with it. Hold on, I got to hit that again, bro.
I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man.
I'm just trying to get some morning motivation, man. Boy, he's going through it right there. It's got a hold of him. This is LA Live for Monday, March 17th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today's vibe. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season. It really is. What was it like? Midwest or something like that had like 20 tornadoes or 40 tornadoes, something crazy.
They were cleaning up.
Yeah. Jeez.
Rampaging.
Dude, that's scary, man. I haven't seen like multiple tornadoes hit like that. It's maybe what, 8-10 years ago here in the DFW? And all of a sudden it was just every tornado was multiple tornadoes at one time.
I still think about that regularly.
Yeah. They was lifting those 18-wheelers up and spinning them around and whatnot.
Yeah.
Dude. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media.
I think it was that day that started my fear of overpasses, Lucius, because I heard about a gal that got blown up clean off one. And I'm like, you can get lifted off these? And since then, my mind's just scrambling when I get up there.
Are you trying to move?
No, I'm slowing down to like 45. People are honking at me
creating that thing.
I'm so rattled. I'm like on the Ferris wheel up there.
It's not funny, man. It's not kind of scary.
It's not scary. Good. I know. I'm cowardly.
Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all. Find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner. This came to a vote off. KC Masterpiece. See, I got that M in there, and it's stuck in my brain. KMC Masterpiece. KC Masterpiece. Kevin, his favorite college basketball team is Duke. And he's seen Cooper Flagg go down live, and it broke his heart.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance
Look,
that year.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Oopsie. I can't believe the way they just sat in the D like that.
It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Quick Cliff Notes. I do love.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love.
He said it with such authority and confidence.
Just it's wild, too, because
Heggie usually likes to give you the extended version, I heard, of that. But Lucius, I do want to clarify, it is the KNC, like and, like KNC. It's a three-digit thing.
Haven't been saying this wrong the whole time.
Yeah, it was. Shoot, it was KNC. Then it was KMC. Now we're back to KNC.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I had to think about it myself.
That's
it was a long run there, 5-6 years.
of KMC.
Hey, 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 it's the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile at the Chicago Parade. Look at there.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of Duke.
Is that Hagee on that thing?
Yeah, he's riding that thing. Wow. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Can you guys finish these phrases? I want to see if you guys, I'm going to do a little temperature check here.
Okay.
Tell me if you can finish these phrases. You know, it's not difficult. I'm not going to judge you. Yeah, I'm not going to. Wow. Not going to judge anything. Yeah, let me see here.
A hard head makes
a soft heart.
Man. I like that guess.
I don't think the math is mathing on that one.
A hard head makes
a happy woman.
just a hard life.
Good decisions.
A soft behind.
A soft behind.
A soft behind.
Oh, I could see my mom saying that in the 70s.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
How about this one?
Don't let your mouth write a check.
Your body can't cash.
Or your ass can't cash.
Your ass can't check mouth.
Your body.
body can't cash, right?
I always thought it was your ass can't cash.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's your body, right?
Specific to your ass.
Yeah, though, yeah. How about this one?
As long as I owe you.
Yeah, I knew that was going to get you.
As long as I owe you.
As long as I owe you.
You own me.
Yeah, I like that. You own me?
He said, yeah.
I think you nailed it. Yeah, there you go. Let's go, Chief.
We got it right.
As long as I owe you, you'll never go broke. You'll never go broke. I owe you money. I owe you money out
especially
here.
Especially with high interest rates.
Yeah. How about this one?
I was born at night, but...
Not last night.
Not last night.
There we go. You guys got two out of them so far. How about this?
Only a hit dog.
A hit dog?
Only a hit dog.
Cry that loud.
Or doesn't know how to walk.
Cried out loud. That's a pretty good one there, Mr. Dawson.
Okay.
It's a pretty good one.
Only a hit dog.
We'll holla.
We'll holla.
Only a hit dog will holla. Yeah, there's some little phrases out here. It's in the lexicon. Just see if you boys want to know. A little temperature check.
My dog only hollers or barks about once a year.
Really?
Yeah. He barked over the weekend. We were at the dog park, and two big dogs started to fight. And he went over next to the fence and went, "Row, row."
Almost
stop,
like,
guys. He's so soft,
dude. We can handle this less violently.
Yeah.
I have the dog that does not want to fight anybody, doesn't want to play with anybody. He's just like right on my hip. Like, just let me know, boss.
Bro. Must be nice, bro. Hold on. Let's see. How about this?
Tell the truth.
It'll set you free.
Ooh, truth will set you free.
Truth will set you free.
It's a good Ron Washington
line. Tell the
truth. Shame the devil.
Shame the devil.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Mm.
How about this one?
All closed eyes.
See nothing.
It's a good one.
All closed eyes?
Mm-hmm. Are not sleeping.
All closed eyes.
Are not sleeping. All right. It means you're being watched, bro. Let me see. How about this? You probably got this one.
People in hell want
ice water.
Yeah. You get these. Hold on. Dark computer's freezing up on me. How about this one?
There's more than one way to
skin a cat.
There we go. Now you guys finally getting in your bag.
thanks, Stephen Jones, for that one.
Yeah, how about this one?
Never let your right hand
know what your left hand's doing.
There we go. Now you guys getting in your bag, catching back up. How about this?
Caught between a rock and
hard place.
There we go.
Caught between a rock. It's a Rolling Stones song.
The fruit don't
fall from the tree.
Let's go. Now you're getting it back. You're getting it back. How about this one?
A day late
and a dollar short.
I like that.
He's heating up.
Broadus, you should get this one, bro.
No.
My name is Bennett.
Well, Bennett, my son. My name is Bennett.
My name is Bennett.
And I'm not in it.
And I'm not in it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I almost said it's been a minute.
Yeah, my name is Bennett and it's been a minute. let's see. I'll do this one and I'll go to something else.
Don't bite the hand
that feeds you.
There we go. There we go. I like that. I like that.
Nice job, Broadus.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. All season, I've been watching the college women's basketball on the ESPN Plus app. I see the ESPN Plus app takes a lot of heat out here, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a good app.
It's a great app.
Yeah, you get a lot of games on there.
So many games. If there's an ESPN camera up there, I will get that game on that app.
Yeah.
It's the Plus, right?
Yes.
Okay, the Plus.
I absolutely love it, man. All the sports, you just get an array of it. One Saturday, I was watching women's Ivy League basketball.
Oh, Harvard's got a gal.
Harvard has a guard that was getting active.
Yeah.
Oh, she was getting active. She got that dog in her.
Yeah.
A real competitor. So I looked her up. Her name is Harmony Turner from Mansfield. And I said, dang, that's a girl with crochet braids starting to guard for Harvard.
Look at her go. Oh, yeah, I've seen this
from
gal play.
Mansfield.
Yeah. I didn't know she was from Mansfield.
It was blowing my mind. So Saturday, I
might have guessed Dallas with the hair.
The crochet braids.
Their coach is pretty famous, too.
Yes, yeah, she sure is. But well, on Saturday, I was watching all the championship games of college basketballs, the women's and whatnot, and Harvard won their first Ivy League championship. Hmm. Shout out to them, being led by Mansfield's Harmony Turner. I think she scored like 40-something before.
Her three ball is lethal.
She's a beast, bro. Yeah, she seems like 42, 44 or something like that to get them to the championship game. She was just going off. Fun to watch. Come to find out, when they was out there on the court, you know, hugging and kissing all the family and friends and whatnot, she was hugging DJ Rock T from 97.9 fame back in the day. Been in DFW forever. From the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, she was hugging DJ Rock T. I said, why? It's DJ Rock T's daughter.
Come on, bro. No way.
Daughter plays for Harvard. She's about to have a Harvard degree. She out there hooping, making history for Harvard. So congratulations to them. And y'all are making us proud. Shout out to the whole T family.
That's a cool story, dude.
What an incredible set of DNA there to have the brains for Harvard and the skills to go 44-7 when it matters most.
Amazing. And I know Rock T used to play like baseball for the Mets or something like that for a few years, so it's in the genes, bro. Shout out to Rock T.
Dude, she's got that game where she's going to shoot a three in your face and you got to get up on her and then she goes around you. She's like a women's Steph Curry here.
Yeah, she's amazing, bro. Fun to watch. And it was a rally held in support of the Virginia track runner that was charged with the baton assault.
Oh, no.
A whole rally held for her in support.
For the one that hit?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a beat down.
Yeah, in Port Smith, Virginia, more than 50 people attended the rally, so a little bit over a high school class. Yeah. They was at Norcom High School Thursday night. She's facing one count of assault and battery. The president of the Port Smith NAACP showed up. Talking about there's other angles. We ain't seen it. We're going to be proven wrong. Let's not charge her with all these hefty charges. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just want to let y'all know that before I get on out of here, man.
Can we strike a deal somewhere in the middle? We don't have to put her in jail for 3 years. Strike Maybe it's deal? Not a nothing burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strike a deal. Look at you. Look at you, bro.
Trying to get ahead of it, huh?
Whatever it takes.
All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black, on a Toxic Tuesday. That's how it happens, Broadus.
Yeah, I know.
Next thing you know, your black is gone.
I know. It's all gone.
You got to stand on it. You got to stand on that black business, baby. Make sure you black me up next time, okay, brothers?
I got you, bud.
All right. I'll be back on a Toxic Tuesday. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Jared Sander live from Arizona is going to answer several questions for us about this baseball team. Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker. And more coming at you next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.